Blog Talk Radio.
Get the confidence of your cellmate, get the confidence of him, and he confesses his crimes to you, you know, because most people in jail will tell the state or tell the authority that they are innocent, but they'll tell each other some of the details of what they've actually done. But sometimes it comes back to really, really blow up in their face. And so we're going to talk about it today. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun752, with this, the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, and we talk about snitching at work. Why and why not? Like I was saying earlier, when I think about the word snitching, I normally think about crime. I normally think about, you know, people who were probably or previously involved in the same criminal activity, and one flips on the other or the others. And now, in order to get a lighter sentence or to escape justice altogether, they decide, well, I'm going to tell on what such and such did. I'll give this information, and then the state will go light on me, and I'll be all right. I'll stay out of jail, or I won't have to go to jail for very long. A few instances come to mind when we talk about snitching, especially jailhouse snitching. Well, even before the jailhouse, many of my old heads are probably familiar with John Gotti, the gangster John Gotti, who was like the Don of the crime family, the Italian crime family in New York, the Gambino crime family, I believe it was. And previously, John Gotti was able to keep beating cases. They had nicknamed him the Teflon Don because nothing would stick to him every time he got arrested, every time he was prosecuted. They could never make anything stick. Well, one time they did make it stick, and his partner in crime, a.k.a. Sammy the Bull had turned on John Gotti and told on him. Wait, hold on. Let me get this thing right. Let me get this together. All right. Because I'm seeing some strange things going on, and I want to make sure that we okay over here in the chat. Want to make sure that we okay, period. Are we locked and loaded? Are we rough and ready? Are we ready to take this thing and go steady? Are we good? By the way. Wow. I think I see. Wait, can y'all hear? Because I don't see the meter. I don't see the meter. The sound meter. Okay. All right. Well, that settles that. Because I'm like, hold on now. I'm seeing some interesting musical chairs going on. You know, I don't like when I can't see the meter. They really need to improve this user interface because y'all know me. I be tripping when things don't go right. But all right. So Sammy the Bull flipped on John Gotti. John Gotti was suspected of all types of racketeering charges and even in a murder or two and things like that. And what the police did was they went after Sammy the Bull, told Sammy the Bull that John Gotti had told on him. And so Sammy the Bull told on John Gotti. Now, regardless if someone ever told on you or whatever, as far as the mob is supposed to be concerned, La Cosa Nostra, which means this thing of ours, they supposed to stay solid. So even if somebody tells on you, even if somebody snitches on you, you're not supposed to snitch back. Well, Sammy the Bull didn't see it that way. So Sammy the Bull offered the prosecution information about John Gotti, and John Gotti was convicted. He went to jail, and he spent the rest of his life in jail. He died in jail. He didn't die in jail of old age. He got, like, cancer or whatever, and he died. Bottom line. And that was in the 90s. And so Sammy the Bull in that situation served as an example for when the tightest crews, the tightest organizations are put under pressure. Even people who have been shown and proven that if they snitch, they could be, snitching by the mob is supposed to be punishable by death. Like, you don't tell on your brothers. That's what you don't do, no matter what. You don't flip, you don't turn state's evidence. You do not create a situation where you take the cop side or the law side over us lawbreakers. And that's exactly what Sammy the Bull did. And he even was put in the witness protection program, changed some things around about his, with his appearance. And he's still alive today. You know, Sammy the Bull is still, the latest I saw with him was he was doing a video on DJ Vlad. He did an interview on DJ Vlad. I don't know if y'all know who DJ Vlad is. I'm not going to promote him here. But he's a YouTuber. You can look him up if you don't already know him. But yeah, so he's still doing interviews talking about the reason that he told and why he, told and what led up to it and if he would do it again, given the circumstances or whatever. I mean, he pretty much stood by his decision to go ahead and snitch, and he did it. And, interestingly enough, he survived all of these years. Because that was going all the way back to the 90s. Here it is, 2022. So we're talking about at least 25 years. More like, it's closer to 30. It's closer to 30. So when we think about what a jailhouse snitch is, or what a snitch like Sammy the Bull is, now we take it to the workplace. What would be the circumstances at work that would make somebody get labeled as a snitch? What would be the reason that somebody would snitch at the job? Is it going to get you a raise? Is it going to get you a promotion? Is it going to get you a bonus? Is it going to get you some type of favor with the job to where it'll make your job easier? What is snitching at the job? I actually want to know if it's even a term that could be applied at work, but I guess it is. I guess in any situation where one person rats out another person for the purpose of personal gain, then I guess that you can definitely have a workplace snitch. But how does it work? A lot of people, when they go to work, when they start a job, they go in and, they're going in to generate an income to be able to feed their families, to provide for their families, and they start getting linked up with people. One thing about work is it's normally easy to find friends at work. You know, you're going to have somebody that you gel with, that you link up with, that you know maybe even before you got the job. Plenty of people get other jobs for people where they work. What I'm saying is when you go to work, a lot of people get caught up in the social atmosphere of work. So how does a snitching situation start? Well, when people start getting real sociable at work, they also find out what they have in common as far as violations are concerned. Are you the type of person who is squeaky clean, who never violates, who never breaks the rules at work? Or are you more of a free spirit and you say, well, listen, rules are meant to be broken, and I'm going to break some of mine. I may not break all of them, but there's certain rules that I don't think should apply to me or that I don't think are good rules, and so I'm going to break those. So what happens when people break those? Rarely does someone act totally alone when they're at work. People always want to employ a buddy, a friend, a colleague, a coworker, an ace boon coon, somebody that they think that they can trust at work. It works out for a lot of people. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And people see inappropriate behavior at work and they decide to tell. Stealing at work. A lot of people steal from their jobs. And a lot of people don't look at stealing from the job as what it really is. Very rarely will you hear somebody who steals from their job actually say that they've stolen from their job. Very rarely will you hear that. But a lot of people do it. And one of the reasons why you'll rarely hear people say that they steal from their job because they don't look at what they're doing as stealing. For example, stationery, pens, papers, pins, paraphernalia. They figure, you know, the job has plenty of this stuff. They ain't going to miss it. At the end of the day, it really is employee theft. But we don't be looking at it like that, do we? We do not be looking at the little stuff that we take home as employee theft. People take home stuff that they know the job has in abundance. So depending on where you work will depend on what you probably take from work. I've seen people take toilet paper, paper towels, glue, scissors, a hole puncher, man, you'd be surprised at what you might see when you go into certain people's houses. Oh, trash bags. People steal trash bags from the job. Like, look, why should I have to buy all these Glads and Hesties and contractor bags when the job has plenty of them right here? I've heard coworkers ask other coworkers, can you get me, you work in this department, can you get me some of those things y'all have in that department? Little stuff. People will steal your food at work. No shouts out for the person who steals people's food at work. You go to work, you got this nice lunch planned for yourself. You about to eat good. You about to eat good on this day at work. You got some leftover shrimp or cookout food. You know, you got the good for lunch. Somebody comes across your lunch meal in the company refrigerator, which is in the company lounge, and steals your food. Nothing makes a person angrier than having their food stolen at work. Well, when we start talking about stealing from work, you know what's going to happen if somebody finds out that you've been the one stealing people's food at work. More than likely, ain't nobody going to co-sign that for you. So your little workplace food thieving ass had the nerve to call somebody a snitch at work because they told that you the one eating people's lunch. I don't see how you could be friends with anybody at work if you've been eating somebody else's lunch. I mean, when you think about the absurdity of it, you work here, I work here. We both make money by working here. But you feel like you should have the right to steal my food that I brought in from home, the good stuff, and eat it yourself. They never just take some of it. They take the whole lunch. People don't believe that they should be reprimanded for stealing lunch, for stealing people's lunch at work. Now, I've never known anybody who actually got caught for stealing at work, but normally getting caught for stealing at work is a very big offense. And people will get fired for it. Very rarely will somebody get fired from a job and not have somebody else that they want to blame for it. Very rarely. Stealing is one of those things at work that will get you fired quick. Do you know that if you work at a fast food restaurant like McDonald's and you're caught eating a French fry, they gonna fire you. That's right, eating a French fry or a burger or whatever that y'all make thousands of every day. If you're caught eating one unauthorized, you're getting fired. And many people have been fired from fast food because they took a little something. they give the food away at night anyway. So I guess the fast food industry says, man, we giving y'all everything and anything that y'all could possibly want in the realm of food. You're going to go ahead and eat while you're on work hours. You're going to steal French fry or a burger. You're going to steal that burger. Yo, fool, how you going to steal a burger? You got fired. You got fired for stealing a burger because you was eating the Big Mac. You was eating the quarter pounder. You was eating the McDLT. That's old. All my old heads know what a McDLT was. Yeah, the thinking behind firing somebody for eating a French fry or a hamburger or a milkshake or whatever the case may be is that if you will eat what we use to generate a profit, then you have no regard for how this business stays afloat. So bye-bye Mickey D's, bye-bye Popeye's Chicken, bye-bye KFC, bye-bye Wendy's, bye-bye Burger. Did I say Burger King? If I didn't, Burger King. Anywhere. Gonna fire you. And they really enforce that. No stealing on the job. That's the one thing that jobs do not want you to do, and they will not turn a blind eye to. For good reason. Because employee theft can cripple a business. It can take a business out. It can bring a business to its knees. If a regular subordinate worker is stealing money, then you know that the manager is stealing money. It ain't hard to figure out who's stealing money in fast food because you like the cash register amount has to equal however many you serve that day. So if they can see that you serve this many people, it's all computerized, but they see that there's only this much money left. They know that you either stole money or you didn't count the money correctly. None of which is acceptable. None of which is acceptable. So they will be quick to fire you on the spot for stealing. A lot of coworkers steal time. They may not take pencils and pens and binders and notebooks and toilet paper and soap and whatever people who work think comes in unlimited supply. They might not take that stuff. But what they might do is have their friend, if they use an old time clock, yo, can you take my card and sign me in? I'm going to be a little bit late, but I don't want to be charged for being late. It might be bigger than the money. It might be because you've already been found out to be late a couple of times, and you don't want to lose your job. Simple as that. Your latenesses and your absences has caught up with you, and now you're about to lose your job. You're on your final warning, let's say. Well, this is the reason that people shouldn't steal time at work. But to get around all of that, a lot of people will ask a coworker, yo, man, you know what I mean? You know, I'm your homie, you my man and all that. I just need you to do me a little favor. I'm on my way in, but I need you to clock me in. And plenty of coworkers have done it and will do it and would do it. Plenty of them. The thing is, when one of them gets caught for doing that, both parties are getting fired. On the spot, not a question. No due process, no nothing. You are fired. Turn in your badge, your laptop, work phone, whatever it is that belongs to the company gear that up right now. Security guard or policeman escort out of the business, out of the building. You got to leave the building. So how did they find out that such and such was stealing time? How did they find out that such and such was clocking somebody else in? Same thing for lunch. You know, some people take extended lunches. So let's say your lunch is a half an hour and you've made it your point to go to lunch for an hour. What happened? Yeah. I only came back from lunch a few minutes late. Ain't no big deal. A few minutes late. Your lunch was a half an hour. You were supposed to be on lunch from 11:30 to 12 o'clock. Here it is, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't got to worry because your man covered for you. He dropped the time card and the time clock for you. He dropped your time card and the time and the clock for you, and now you're good. What happens when your partner, your work partner in crime tells on you? They snitched on you. Yeah, such and such. Or it may not have been your partner, but somebody told. Somebody told because somebody knows. Somebody told because somebody knows. And it normally happens when somebody gets sloppy at work. Like you clocked me in on my day off. Oh yeah, I didn't know that you didn't you was off today. Yeah, but you clocked me in on my day off. They're gonna see that. It's gonna generate more time on my check than I actually work. So I didn't do no overtime. So instead of my check saying 40 hours work, now it says 48 hours or 44, you know, whatever. Yeah. Workplace snitch told. We had a good thing going. Nobody would have known. We had a good thing going. Nobody would have known. Such and such. All these people need to mind their business. Mind their effing business. Don't worry about if I'm late. Don't worry about if I'm not coming in. Don't worry about. Don't worry about. Don't worry. Don't worry about. Don't worry. Don't worry. Snitching at work. Now, does that word apply at the workplace? Does it apply? Do you have the right to feel some kind of way because somebody is not doing their work, not contributing in any way, and they still get paid, maybe even more than you, and they're not even at work, or they don't work as hard or as diligently as you do? They're not as dedicated as you are? So you don't have the right to talk about that? You don't have the right to ask some questions about that? You don't have the right to report that? Well, people do. People do have the right to report that, and they do it, and then they become labeled as a snitch. Such and such ranted on such and such. I swear, when I was at the convention center, that's all I used to hear. Such and such rat. Don't rat me out. Don't try to rat me out. Don't try to rat me out. Well, the workplace snitch. Should they be labeled a snitch? I think that being a snitch is when you report somebody's underground or hustling activities when you were involved. But that can happen at work, too. If you know that you're getting close to being fired because of something you've been doing or something that y'all have been doing, and now in order to prevent from getting fired, you're going to go ahead and give up these tapes. You're going to give up this information. Hold on, y'all. Yeah. Sorry about that. Y'all going to escape, you going to escape justice by telling on somebody else. Now, if you've been, if somebody has been clocking you in and you've been returning the favor and clocking them in, so this is what y'all been doing, but when the lead supervisors and managers get wind of it, you start telling. Well, you know, I might have did this once or twice, but I wasn't doing that regularly. You still did it. Yeah, but I can tell you who really been doing it. I can tell you who been violating this policy for the longest. I can tell you who makes a whole way of life by doing it. DK writes this, I have a workplace snitch, and she listens, who listens to everyone's convos for details. Yeah. Now, what are you doing with the information? Okay, you snitched, but what's the motivation? I figure if you're going to tell on somebody, this should be a reason that you tell on them. Perhaps I'm wrong for thinking that way, but that's how I see it. You know, so you got this situation where people have been doing the same things to each other, but one person decides that they're not doing it on the same level as everybody else. You know, and I mean, we all know who the nosy person is at work, but is the nosy person at work always the one who tells? I guess it's only snitching if you go to the authorities to tell. So the information amongst coworker to coworker, that's not the violation. The violation is when it gets pushed up to management. They told the supervisor we be doing blah, blah, blah. They told the manager blah, 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 blah. You know, at work, some people really believe that they own the job. How many of y'all have been on the job with somebody who swears that they run the job? They might get so arrogant with it, they might say, yeah, this is my job. This is my area. This is my this, that, and the third. Everything that they're talking about comes inside of the camera. No. Everything that they're talking about belongs to the job. Everything. Everything. But they'd be like, you know, they'll even tell you, like these new cats that they hired, they ain't going to be coming in here telling us how to run things and telling on people and stuff like that. So what happens is that older coworkers who are set in their ways, who know the in and outs of HR, and they know exactly how much dirt that they can do and not get in a whole lot of trouble or whatever, they will tell you, this is my shit, this is my floor, this is my area, this is my. It's a mess the way some people take ownership. Okay. So if you're taking ownership, I hope that you stand 10 toes down. But it doesn't always work that way. My Freudian slip with the camera, yeah, I know. TK Wright says, seriously, it's nerve-wracking. Talking about the workplace snitch at her job. He also says sometimes at work, if you and your coworker fall out, they tell supervisors all of the tea. Oh man, that is so real. Just like with Sammy the Bull. the cops made him think that John Gotti was going to tell on him, so he decided to go ahead and tell. He thought that his man sold him out, so he sold his man out even farther. Sold him out in a heartbeat. And people will do that at work because you don't even really know. Like, when you talk about La Cosa Nostra, when you talk about crime mob family, when you talk about a mob crime family, you're talking about, you know, they get it in blood. They take an oath in blood. So I hear. Gang culture. If they a snitch, I guess anybody could qualify as one. That is off the chain. Workplace snitching. Yeah, your buddy at work. Now y'all ain't speaking. And there's so many crazy reasons why people don't speak to each other anymore at work or why they fall out. For example, one of y'all, one of the coworkers is having a workplace romance with somebody, or they've been lusting after somebody at the job. There's somebody at the job that they like. Now, these two workplace friends basically they like the same guy, or they like the same girl, and one of them gets with the girl or the man or the guy or whatever. Now the other one in the background hating because she felt like, or he felt like, well, I saw him or her first. I saw him or her first. Or, well, let me finish this one. Yeah, I saw him or her first, and you know that I wanted to get with him or her, and you know that I really liked him or her. You know that me and him or her have been talking for a while, and blah, 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 diggy, diggy, bang, dang, dang, dang. So now y'all done had a fallout. What does the disgruntled and rejected coworker do? All right, well, I'm going to show where all of these tips have been going. The tip jar ain't been turning up full of tips for everybody. Like, since such and such came on the scene, start snitching, dry snitch. Well, I bet you if you go and look down in the storage room in the basement, you might see blah, blah, blah. The storage room? Yeah, the storage room. I heard that there were some things in the storage room that might be of some interest to somebody. Straight told. They're going to go look at that storage room now. And then they're going to find evidence of that crime or evidence of a crime. Some kind of way they're going to find out what happened. They're going to find out. But since now you went from being work besties to mortal enemies in one fell swoop. And I've seen people at work do that too. Like, they were the closest, thickest thieves friends that you could ever see at work. And then they totally flip on each other. Now they mortal enemies. Now they don't have nothing good to say about each other. Yeah, that used to be my boy. That used to be my man. Until he did this, that, and the third. Now, it's really snitching is if you fall out with a coworker for some non-work-related shit. For some non-work-related shit. So y'all go out with each other or have each other over each other's houses and all that kind of stuff, even though y'all haven't known each other very long, but this is what y'all been doing, and this is what y'all do. And now, this outside of work activity is spilling inward. So although you can't go to work and be like, well, go to HR and be like, well, such and such stole my girl after work at happy hour, or such and such stole my man, or I thought we had these, I said you work in a bowling alley, you know, you might have took some balls for yourself. Well, I know that such and such been taking balls from the lane for his own personal use. So those swirly bowling balls, something that happened off the job is now what you're being violated for or reprimanded for or written up for. But yeah, stealing from the job is serious, but having somebody tell that you stole from the job, yeah, as far as workplaces is concerned, that's going to be deadly. You ain't going to survive that. So off the workplace, things can come right in. All you got to do is be mad at somebody who has the motivation to tell on you. And then you're going to get towel on. You're going to get towel on. Simple as that. Robin Ming here to do a thing. Thanks for coming on through. Something like a queen for a king. Stacey White says, some people that work at social media think they own social media. Some people that work at social media? Who works at social media? I wish I did know somebody who worked for Facebook. I'd be like, man, if y'all don't take me off of that, could be violated for community standard shit. I need a clean slate. I need a whole new Facebook account. I need a whole new social security number, everything. I need to start fresh. Fresh. So I can get my shit off in Facebook. When you a new Facebook user, they don't violate you for everything that you say and do. When you've been on there for years, that's when they start taking hard looks at you like, did you say nigga or did you say nigger? It matters. It matters. Yeah. Stacey White says, no, you don't. I don't know. The workplace snitch. It could be you. Like I said, I've been accused of snitching at work. Well, I've been a manager in my job since forever. Not the same job, but I always get managerial positions. So I'm constantly in a situation where I have to act on certain things. Because what can happen is, what can happen is you become part of something and then you can't tell on anybody because you're part of it. And people love, there's certain coworkers who love to get everybody involved so nobody can tell. Nobody can snitch. If everybody is doing at least a version of the same crime, then nobody can tell. That is definitely something I've seen on the internet. People have, in the early days, well, you know, 10 years ago, people would just add you into these Facebook groups. They would add you in the groups. And one of the groups that I was added into was, I'm trying to remember the name of it. But anyway, they would be in there, you know, doing a whole lot of freaky stuff. And, you know, hey, listen, they do what they do. But my head wasn't there. I was doing a lot with the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I was representing from that perspective. So I didn't have a lot of time for the BS. But people make time for it. They make plenty of time for it. And you could be the one that they're making time for it for whatever reason that they are motivated to do it. But yeah, whether you're talking about with that Facebook group, because I wasn't posting that kind of crazy stuff that they was posting, they put me out of the group. I remember that. They was like, look, everybody in this group got to do something nasty, something ratchet, something that definitely shouldn't be done. The purpose for that was so nobody could tell on each other. But people in the group still reported on people. Oh, it's nudity in the group. People hooking up and doing. Social media is definitely one of those areas where I don't know if you would call them a snitch, but they do certain things. When you report somebody on social media, that could be seen as a form of snitching. It absolutely can. Reporting somebody. But at least with the report, when somebody reports you, they kind of have to look into it. But it doesn't look like with certain ethnic groups, aka the American Black man and woman, Facebook always wants to launch into an investigation without our knowledge and then come to a conclusion that we have been violated. We've been violated. Stacey White says they lie on you. Yeah, one thing about workplace snitching for sure, is people will lie, create a narrative, make it look like their motivations are geared towards one thing when they're really geared towards another thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Social media. Good looking out for that, Stacey. I never would have really thought about that. But yeah. With the workplace, people think that they're going to get, like, you can report whoever you want to with Facebook. It's not going to get you anything more. Like, it's already free, so you're not going to get paid. If you're in Facebook jail, you can't even report nobody else. They're like, nope. Any action dealing with having to put sin for you is shut down. Shut down. Shout out to all my inmates in Facebook jail right now. Right now. You get another violation, then they can shut down your whole account. They can just straight take your account. They do it all the time. All the time. Imposing restrictions. But I do believe that rules are meant to be followed, not broken. But a lot of people don't see it that way. They really believe that rules are supposed to be broken. I know that's not why people made up the rules, so people would break them, unless you have the motivation and the resources to catch them. But after that, what you going to do with them? What you're going to do? By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine. Get your shine, baby. Talking about workplace snitches today. Yeah. Snitching at work, why and why not? I don't, you know, like I said, my criteria of snitching is when you have been involved and now you don't want to talk about your own involvement, but you want to talk about somebody else's involvement. This is weird. This is different. But yeah. But it doesn't have to always be that way. It really doesn't. It doesn't always have to be that way. But what's your motivation? What are you going to get if you tell? Some people just have a lot of hate in their heart. Jealousy, envy, hate. So they'll tell on people because they want them. They either want them out of there. Let me ask y'all this. How many of you have been on a job where you honestly think, feel, or know that somebody was trying to get you fired? Let me know. And it's a serious thing because you're taking food out of somebody, you're taking food from, you know, off of somebody's table and taking food right out of their mouth. So what could be your motivation for getting somebody fired? Well, there could be a few, actually. There could be a few motivations that people have in order to get somebody fired. Well, hate is one of them. Jealousy is another one. And sometimes people just don't think that people are qualified to work there, so they feel like since their productivity is low, they are the weak link, and they want them out of here. You are out of here. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We're talking about snitching at work. Why and why not? Like I said, I've been called a snitch before. I ain't feel no kind of way about it. My thing is, you keep your nose clean, everything will be all right. I'm not going to, I would never tell on nobody for no silly stuff. But I'm also not going to let anybody put me in a position where I have to weave a lot of things, tread lightly and uncomfortable and afraid that somebody's going to violate. Robbie Mink says, never been in Facebook jail. Wow, that is amazing. It really is. That is no small feat. That's bad. TK Wright says, definitely had someone do that to me. Mm-hmm. Stacey White says, oh. For Robin, okay. TK Wright says, me either, until last year. Okay, so, yeah, the motivation. What's it going to get you? What's it going to get you? What's it going to get you? You know what I mean? Raise, promotion. bonus. In the outside world, sometimes a reward is offered for information leading up to the capture and conviction of such and such, such and such, 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 such and such. They are wanted man. Or woman. We're going to track them down. What's in it for the teller? Man, I swear to God, some people just get pleasure off of seeing people fail. I know it for a fact. You know, even though we was talking about workplace theft, I knew people, and you probably know people too, who definitely took a few things from work and all that, but they was otherwise cool. They otherwise may have helped other people out. DK Wright says, I've told on someone before because they put the whole team at risk. Yeah. And it's crazy because people actually want to do that. They want to have the green light to be able to like, well, I mean, it's like all of a sudden it becomes every man for himself. That's what I think is weird. When things are going somebody's way, well, let me put it this way. Things aren't going your way. You're talking about team, 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 team. If you do what you do to one of us, you're going to have to do to all of us. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it flips into, but no, such and such know better than that. They shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be doing that. Then you got the dry snitches at work. I'm not going to directly tell on nobody, but Aisha K., let me sneak in here. She says, Facebook will put you in jail for anything. You can say, I'm about to blow up, and Facebook will call it violent. Man, you know what? Years ago, I would have said that was a joke. Facebook put me in jail twice. You can say it was my dumb ass for doing it, but it flows so naturally. They put me in jail, in Facebook jail, twice for saying, both times for calling women greedy. I said, you know, women are greedy for eating off of men's plates when they go out to restaurants. I said they was greedy for that. They banged me. I was like, huh? Like, I tried to peel it. That would, you might as well save your keystrokes. The other time I called him greedy twice, and both times was like a joke. It wasn't like I could see if I said a particular woman, like, you know, TK Wright is greedy, Stacey White is greedy, Aisha K and Robin greedy. I can see if I did that. It wasn't nothing like that. It was as general as it could come. There was only one time when I got put in Facebook jail where I thought that maybe, yeah, I had a bad lapse in judgment. They got me for that one. I think they hit me up for 30 days with that one. But that's how they, listen, now, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So you just put my glasses on. I don't want to. I don't want to. Stacey said, some people do get pleasure off of seeing people fail a lot. Some people don't even hide it. They don't even hide. Now, don't get me wrong. If you've done me dirty, if you've wronged me in any kind of way, don't look for me to pray for you. Don't look for me to turn the other cheek. Don't look for me to be the one to advocate for you. Don't look for me to be the one to say, well, you know, they ain't that bad. Nah, you can best believe I'm going to be like, look, if he dies, he dies. He dies, he dies. He dies, he dies. But I'm probably not going to be the one to try to make that happen. I'm not going to be the one to make that happen. And honestly, with Facebook, I don't even know what their motivation is for putting people in jail, in Facebook jail. Some people, I ain't going to lie, man. Some people, I can see it. Because they get put in jail for the same reason, and they keep doing things that's even worse. Like, you got put in Facebook jail for nudity. You do your 30 days in Facebook jail. You come out and start posting nudity. You double down. Like, you too hard-headed to stay out of jail. That's different. And nobody snitched on you. At least I don't think. Honestly, I can't even speak on that. Who knows? Who knows who does what? I've had people admit that they reported people. Because they was mad. They was mad. Sometimes justifiably, sometimes But it is what it is. It is what it is. Workplace snitching. To snitch or not to snitch? Why or why not at work? Why you telling on me for? My managerial training tells me that no one person is above the whole job or above the whole team. That's what it says. That's what I'm taught. That's how I'm trained. And sometimes that's very true. On the flip side, there's certain things that jobs may do to target certain people. I shouldn't say the job. What I'll say is certain people at the job. Unfortunately, I've witnessed some stuff that had me like, man, this is some, ain't nothing cool about this. This is bad. This is bad, 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 bad. Snitching at work. Why and why not? If somebody is straight violating every rule in the book at work and everybody else is working hard to try to play by the rules or whatever, and that may make their work experience a little bit harder, make their days a little bit longer, make things a little bit more stressful, something has to be dealt. Something has to be done to deal with the person that's in violation that way. I get that. Makes sense to me. But there's some things at work that are totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Some things it's like, man, let them live. Ain't that big of a deal. It ain't that big of a deal. But you know how it is at work. You know how it is at work. If you don't have your diplomacy game intact at work, you could easily become the victim of a petty authority figure. A deliberate and petty authority figure. Now they're taking a look at your whole file. Who has witnessed this? Somebody just in trouble at work, and now they going back and counting all of their lack of latenesses, absences, and all of that. None of that was a factor before. But now they done this thing and they ready to fire somebody. So now they got the whole FBI file on you. You ain't been to work on time in the last 4 or 5 years. Now it's an issue. It wasn't an issue in year 1, 2, 3, 4, but now in this 5th year, they already gave you the warning. You're late again or whatever, you're on your final warning. You're late one more time, you're out of here. Now, they know damn well you were way too used to being late. So you trying. You done made it to work on time for a whole week straight. Will you make it a month? You know, fat chance with that. I mean, I know stranger things have been known to happen, but more than likely, you're not going to be able to complete that action. And they know it. They know it because they can clearly see your pattern. People calling out consistently Mondays and Fridays. It's the easiest way to get yourself on the radar at work. Oh, they call out Mondays and Fridays consistently. It's an easy way to bump up your status to final warning. Easy. Because, like, when you call out on Mondays and Fridays all the time, businesses look at it like, oh, you don't want to do any real work. You don't want to do any real work. The real work is between Tuesday and Thursday, and the real work is on Monday and Friday, so you don't have no problem being there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But on Friday, you want to get ghost all the time. Yeah. Other people, you know, Monday people slow to get back to work, so they're going to need you to help lead the team. Friday, people trying to get to their weekend, they already in a weekend state of mind, and don't let it be a pay weekend. Don't let it be that. Uh-oh, Robbie Ming says, I never snitched when I worked. Because one way or another, they will get caught. I did my job and didn't have to be watching others. Yeah. Stacey White says, I have a personal page at Facebook. I do not have a business page. And people be coming at me like I have a business page. What they be saying when they come at you? What they doing? What they doing? Snitching at work. There was a time I would have said, man, ain't no such thing as snitching at work. Do your damn work, mind your business, and get on up out of there. But, you know, I have to, you know, acknowledge that the social atmosphere at work is what it is, and people want to be a part of it, and they're not going to let you take that part away from them. That's just how it goes. So whether I like it, whether I'm feeling it, whether I participate or not, it doesn't matter. You got your work buddy. Your work buddy does this, that, and the third, but you might. How many of y'all have seen people at work? They were supposed to be so cool at work, but you can honestly and openly see that one person is jealous of the person they're supposed to be so cool with at work. That is an ugly situation. That is an ugly situation right there. Such and such and such and such supposed to be so cool, but whenever such and such is out of the way, such and such is talking bad about them. Greasy like the Popeye's fryer, doing a bad. When they come around, Yeah, this is my dude, this is my number one, my day one. Yeah. As soon as they turn their back, yeah, such and such, you know, I mean, they cool, but you know they be doing this, you know they be doing that. Yeah, I'm only saying it because was right is right and was wrong is wrong, and he wrong. He messing around with such and such girl, or such and such is married, and he busy trying to. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Cheryl Denise. Happy birthday. And also, go get a Jamie Coates turning 44 years old today. And Dammy Martins, happy birthday to you. And Sandy Bernadetti turning 52 years old today. And Ron Alexander turning 67 years old today. And Sean Wilson turning 37 years old today. And Gina Best, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for African American policy reform. Okay. And Rock Living, turning 47 years old today. And Molefe, last but not least, Molefe Kete Asante, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious. August 14th. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Snitching at work, why and why not? Snitching at work, you going to get it if you ain't got it. I mean, people have their motivations for snitching at work. Listen, one thing that my daddy always taught me, he said, don't let nobody mess up your money. Don't let nobody mess up your money. He said, even if your mama is at work, if you and your mama work at the same job, if she messing things up for you, you fire your mama. Get out the way. Actually, he was saying it in the context of, let's say you have your own business and you hire your mom, and your mom is on your job messing up things. That fire your mom and take care of her. Don't ever deal with any woman that have messed up the money. So I would think on the flip side, women could say the same thing about men. Don't let nobody mess up your bag. Don't let nobody mess up your job, your reputation, whatever the case may be. You make sure you keep it under control, keep it under wraps, that you keep it manageable. You get up out of there when it's time for you to get up out of there. Don't let nobody decide that you have worn out your welcome to make them more money. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I hope y'all appreciate y'all coming through. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting. So we're going to do it. Okay. For my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace.